That is a great track. To bring us back to Afternoons with me, Donna, here on Live 89.5. Don't forget, I'm in the studio from Monday to Friday from 12 until 3. Chris is in entertaining us in the morning from 7 until 11. And then Jason Wilder brings us home with his Drive On live show. Now, I do love having guests in the studio. It makes me feel really special that people want to come in and have a chat to me. Now, joining me today is my good friend Chantel Fernandez from The Good Shepherd. How are you, Chantel?
I'm great, Donna. Thanks for having me in the studio.
That is a pleasure. We had a great start to the day, didn't we? We put up the Christmas tree at school.
Oh, I feel like Christmas is coming and all that warm, fuzzy feeling is coming back.
Yeah, it was so nice to have some Christmas carols playing. We were dancing around like little elves.
Yeah, with our tinsel around us. And it's lovely to feel Christmas, especially with everything else that's going around in the world. It's nice to feel a bit of Christmas cheer.
That's exactly right. Now, we are talking today, and it's something that we've been talking about a lot on the radio, is a really cool event that you are spearheading through the Good Shepherd with the support of Theatrics and Underwoods, the Grind Cafe. And that is the pantomime for Aladdin, 11th, 12th, 13th of December. Very cool event. How did it come about, Chantel?
Well, thank goodness for Joel. Joel runs Theatrics, which is a wonderful place for people to learn about the theatre and acting down in Shillong. And lovely Joel just said, yep, let's do this. Let's do Aladdin. The traditional Aladdin is not as funny as our pantomime version, because we really felt, like I said before, that with everything that's going on in the world at the moment, we need to laugh more.
We certainly do. And so this is happening on the 11th and 12th of 13th of December at Underwoods Art Factory down there on the bypass. John and Judy are fantastic, aren't they?
They have been so supportive to us. And giving us their space to hold it, first of all. But secondly, they have created the most amazing sets, even a flying carpet.
Wowza, flying carpet. I mean, they're so creative in that, and all of Underwoods, anyone that works there. And if you haven't been there yet, pop into Grind Cafe, which is really cool, and see all the stuff that's going on at Underwoods. Now, Chantel, how do we get tickets?
Contact myself, send me an email, give me a call, and we're running out of tickets, so we've actually added some extra seats. 230 tickets gone already. Tickets are 500 baht for kids and 900 for adults. Click on the events page on the Phuket News website.
Or email Chantel at chantel.fernandez@gmail.com. So 11th, 12th and 13th of December, so kicks off at 6 p.m. So what can we expect when we turn up at 6 o'clock?
Our lovely students from the Good Shepherd Phuket Town will be singing carols to get us into the festive spirit at 6 o'clock. So come down. Food and drinks will also be available, as you said, from the wonderful Grind Cafe. We have two acts with a little interval and a little bit of singing from two of our students from KIS, Dasha and Tanya. And we should be finished by about 9:45.
Brilliant. It's so nice to have live theatre on the island. Like, I don't think I've been to a show apart from, obviously, our school events every year. We always go to the BIS school play and the Head Start and sometimes UWC, but certainly Kajongkiet International School. It's so nice to have, you know, something live that we can go to theatre and see the talent that's around the island.
Yeah, and what's great is that Theatrics have brought on a lot of their adult actors. A lot of their adult actors, actually. So they bring a lot of professionalism into it, which is wonderful. But we still have a few kids that are playing with us. So Joel is going to be the dame, Widow Twanky, always played by a man. And this is a very English tradition. So at Christmas, most of your English friends will tell you that they would take their kids to a pantomime. So we really wanted to bring that English tradition to Phuket.
Lovely. And you obviously are spearheading it, but you've got a huge support team behind you. People like Dorothy helping you out. So it's a big shout out to them as well, who are, you know, taking, everyone's really busy. I know that everyone's really busy, and to take the time out to create an event like this on the island to raise money for the Good Shepherd Phuket Town is really cool.
Absolutely. You know, something like a production needs lots and lots of people helping and coming together with lots of good energy. So costumes and props, Dorothy McPherson, Peggy Scott and Kathy Davis. We couldn't do anything without these guys. They've actually been sewing and sticking things onto turbans. Really lovely energy in creating. Then we have Mango from the Underwood Studios, who is in charge of all our music and lighting. Judy and John Underwood absolutely fantastic. Their sets are going to be amazing and blow everybody away.
Now, of course, this is a pantomime that's raising money for the Good Shepherd in Phuket Town, something that you have been supporting for as long as I've known you, so that's 12 years now. What are you going to do with the money that you raise?
So we have three different projects at the moment that we are running. The first one is, of course, due to COVID, so many people are starving. We don't realize in our little bubble what's happening sometimes just around the corner. So we have a program now that is empowering 9 women. They look within their community for families who are hungry, and they we sponsor them to cook huge pots of food and deliver it to their community. So not only are we empowering these women to help their community, but also feeding starving families. So that's the first one. The second one is the school. So we have 240 students. If they didn't come to school, they would be on the streets, falling prey to human trafficking and other things. And so they come in, we just set up a whole computer room now. We have 16 volunteers who are teaching the kids things from English to maths to science, but also things like computer science, arts, crafts. Beautiful Jade from Taste comes in, Peggy Scott, they teach art. We have Guy and Matteo in Goodwill who teach computer science. How can you change a child's direction in life? By education.
So if you've just tuned in, we're talking about a really cool event that's coming up on the 11th, 12th and 13th of December. You would have heard me talking and the boys talking about it before. It is Aladdin Pantomime being brought to the island by Theatrics Group, John Underwood and Judy Underwood at the Underwood Art Factory, and of course Chantel and her team at the Good Shepherd Phuket Town. Chantel, how can we get tickets?
For tickets, you can just click onto the Facebook page, The Good Shepherd Phuket Town, and there is information there. Call me, email me. Tickets are 500 baht for children and 900 baht for adults. December 11, 12 and 13, we promise you are going to have so much fun. You are going to laugh and cry all evening.
I love it. Chantel, thank you so much for coming in and seeing us. I know that you're super busy and we can't wait to come and see the show. We're booked in, I think, on the 13th, which is the Sunday. Wrap it up, the last show. It's going to be a big bang.
It's going to be a big finale. I think we're 20 people in total, all out to have fun. There's been amazing energy with the rehearsals and our actors and our backstage people just can't wait to thrill you.
Absolutely. So that is Aladdin, 11, 12, 13 December, happening at Underwood Art Factory. You can get tickets through Chantel at chantel.fernandez@gmail.com or jump on our website, thephuketnews.com, and click on events and find out some more information. Now we've got some more great music coming your way right here on Live 89.5, so don't go anywhere.